Hi, this is Sasha Lydiard from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to show number 17 and today's question, which comes from Bandith in Cambodia. And it's an email question, and that is, I'm afraid to talk to family and friends about my business. First, let's hear from our show sponsor. As more than 3 million people a day go online looking for a business, you may be wondering how to get them to find you and ask you about your business. I caught this vision 15 years ago and saw the power of the internet as a tool to attract hungry prospects to me. And it worked so well that I've enrolled over 1,700 people in that time. Others started asking me how I did it, so I developed Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass Coaching, and it's now open. Learn how to get your network marketing business online and develop a presence so that you can be found by some of those 3 million people who go online daily. Visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Well, again, asked by Bandith in Cambodia, it's an email question, and it says, I'm afraid to talk to family and friends about my business. And this just goes to show that this is another universal fear that many people have in network marketing. And as someone from the United States, it amuses me to think that all around the globe, we have these same challenges. So here are my answers and the things that I come up with and how I deal with this. The first question you have to ask yourself if you're feeling this way is, why? Why are you feeling this way? Why are you afraid of talking to family and friends? What have you done that has alienated them or burned them out so badly that you're afraid? Or what is it that you fear that is going to be the repercussion if you let them know what you're doing? Now, usually it comes down to belief or lack of belief. So here's some questions to work yourself through and ask yourself. First of all, do I believe in network marketing? And do I believe that network marketing works? Now, maybe it hasn't worked for you, and I get that, especially if you're just getting started. But certainly, do you believe that it's worked for others? I want you to think of and write down 10 people who you know of. You may not know them personally, but people who you know of who've created success in network marketing, who have what it is that you want through this profession of network marketing. And then once you have those written down or you're thinking of them, especially if you're driving or walking or at the gym right now, ask yourself again, does network marketing work? And again, the answer here has to be yes, right? Because you know of people for whom it has worked. So the belief does have to come down to yes, network marketing does work. Again, maybe it hasn't worked for you, but we know that if you just keep doing the same action steps that others have taken, it will work for you. You will develop those business skills and be successful. So then the next question to ask yourself is, do I believe in my company and my products? And again, you know, I'm guessing the answer here is yes. Otherwise, why would you have joined? I mean, I certainly hope that you have a belief in your company and your products. And if you don't, if this is really a sticking point for you, it's something that you really want to evaluate before you move forward, because people smell fear. They smell hesitation. They really, truly do. People will get when you're hesitating, when you're holding back, when something's stopping you. And you can slap on a happy face and all that other stuff, or fake it till you make it or whatever. But very often, your own doubts and fears and beliefs show up in some way, whether it's your vibration or what it is. People do get that. Now, then the third question, and this is often the deal breaker, and that is, do I believe in myself and my ability to be successful? Now, I want you to think long and hard about this. And then I want to kind of share a little analogy with you. If you found out about a gold mine near your house and you went and you checked it out and you walked in and you found that you could just load up as much gold as you wanted to, and you did, and you took it back to your house, and then you went back again, and guess what? You were able to go back in and take out more gold. Who would you bring back with you the next time you went back to that gold mine? Would you go out in the street and start yelling and talking to strangers and gather a whole group of them and take them with you? Or would you call those people closest to you and let them know and invite them to come and grab some gold too? Of course, you wouldn't run out and talk to strangers. None of us would. If we hear something fabulous that's going on, a great movie, a restaurant, or whatever, we don't go down to the street corner and say, "Hey, I heard about this great new Thai restaurant. Do you want to go with me?" No, of course not. We call those people closest to us. And we're detached from the outcome. If they say, "Oh, no, thanks, I don't really like Thai food," we're not going to get our feelings hurt, right? We're just going to go find someone else in our family or wherever to take with us, or friends or whatever. So you want to begin to view your network marketing business in the same way. You want to get yourself out of the equation. Remember that you're not asking for a favor, and you're not in this to tell them just for you. Of course you're going to benefit, but at the end of the day, you're hoping more than anything that they'll go out and build something big and they'll benefit from it. So you're not asking for a favor, you're offering an opportunity, and what they choose to do with it is up to them. It's not about you. It's not a reflection on you or your company or network marketing or your decision to use this powerful vehicle to take you where you want to go if, in fact, they tell you no. Okay? That really isn't about you. That isn't about you at all. So let go of that. Now, when people say to me, "Oh, I don't want to bug my friends and family," my response is very simple. And I say, "Oh, well, that's good, because I don't want you to bug anyone either. I don't want to bug people, and I don't want you to bug people." That's not what I do. What I do is I share what I'm doing, and then I leave it up to them to see if it's a fit. And of course, I like to pick their brains to see if they can think of anyone that this might be a great fit for who I should be talking to. I find what people have a need for, and I try to help them fill that need. Now, when people say, "I can't ask my family or my friends," I always ask, "Why not?" And then I close my mouth and I listen. So the bottom line is, you're going to be the judge and jury for them, making the decision for them. I've learned that people's interest and situations change all the time, and so does their interest in a side business and extra income. Our goal isn't to bug or harass them, but rather notify them and then leave it up to them. And again, I ask, what is it that you've done to your warm market to burn them out so badly? And if you have, then how can you make amends? And then finally, stop worrying about and caring so much what other people think of you. They really aren't thinking of you nearly as much as you think they are. As Mark Yarnell says, when people put their head down on their pillow at night, they're only thinking of numero uno, and it ain't you. You may be the subject at a church function or a cocktail party because they don't have anything better to talk about. Did you hear about Yarnell? He's in one of those pyramids. But the truth is, they don't really care that much about you or what you're choosing to do. So use good success language to invite people. Don't use hype. Use third-party tools to present and give people an out. Don't be afraid to say, "You know, this probably isn't for you, but I thought of you, and I thought you should decide for yourself." Be a proud network marketing professional. Good luck out there. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.